From the studios of Tucson Business Radio X, recorded in the Stewart Title corporate offices on Broadway, you are now listening to The Mark Bishop Show. And now here's your host, Mark Bishop.
The nation's largest veterans organization looks to its second century as America's most influential voice for veterans. Now, of course, I'm referring to the American Legion, with about 2 million members at nearly 13,000 posts worldwide, whose members are involved in community-based support of veterans, service members, and their families. The American Legion is strongly committed to helping veterans and military families with its outreach programs and lobbying efforts as a new generation of returning veterans reintegrate into the community. So it is my proud pleasure on the Mark Bishop Show to have and welcome the National Commander, James W. Bill Oxford.
Good morning, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, sir. Now, in the aftermath of another election day, Bill Oxford is hoping that Americans will pause to remember just who it is that makes it possible to freely choose our elected officials. By that, you mean, Bill?
I didn't catch it, Mark.
Well, I guess I'm saying that, you know, freely elected officials, we couldn't do that unless it was for our boys, right? And I guess you're saying it's fitting that Veterans Day, you know, just a few days after Americans traditionally go to the polls, it is the veterans who, after all, are protect our freedoms, correct?
That's absolutely the case. As you know, the American Legion is a nonpartisan organization, and we're prohibited from supporting a candidate or party, but we concentrate on the issues and encourage members of all parties to vote. And we've had a great deal of success over the years with working with both parties. Mm-hmm. And we've been able to do things to improve the outlook for American veterans.
Well, Commander, the American Legion was founded, 100 years ago by World War I veterans concerned about their wounded comrades and the sacrifices that were made to defend freedom. And although you are nonpartisan, you strongly believe that all of our elected officials should ensure that veterans, members of our military, and their families feel the gratitude of a nation that truly appreciates and values their service and sacrifice. You'd agree with that, right?
I absolutely do. I think we as Americans, and I say that as a citizen, as a Legionnaire, and I would encourage every person out there to look at it the same way. When we send our boys, our men and women to war and injure them or hurt them or they come back unwhole, we have a responsibility. We have a duty to provide for their well-being. So Veterans Day is just a way to remember, recognize, and honor the service that those people have made to this country.
Well, Commander, Congress and the White House still have some unfinished business. Well, with every other bit of rubbish going on, we'd like to see them address expeditiously, I believe you would, among the issues that the Legion hopes people will focus on. You've still not passed, or they still have not passed, the Pay Our Coast Guard Act yet. What do you tell me about that? Share that with me.
Well, the Pay Our Coast Guard Act goes back to early this year when the government shut down. The Coast Guard stopped getting paid. So during that time, the American Legion was able to give away, I guess, over $1 million to Coast Guard families with young children in need of food, shelter, and the basic necessities. But those funds were just to offset those young families that didn't have the means to continue to care for their family. So to make sure that doesn't happen again, we have been supporting the Pay Our Coast Guard Act through Congress, and that's one of the legislative issues we continue to endorse.
Yeah, Bill, good job, because, I mean, unlike other military branches, the Coast Guard falls under the Department of Homeland Security, right? So legislation in Congress.
That's true.
I mean, the Coast Guard funds are appropriated in advance, like the military branches and the DOD, and the members of the Coast Guard need to be paid, just like everybody else. Now, you're playing a vital role in helping communities recover from the devastation caused by recent hurricanes, and it just seems to never end, does it? And other natural disasters going on at the moment. Families inside and outside the American Legion desperately need assistance, and the Legion has many assistance programs, but public unity and attention, they're essential in rebuilding your effort. You need the support.
Absolutely. We've got over 1.8 million veterans. You mentioned that. There are over 13,000 Legion posts across the world. And during times of natural disasters or those kinds of issues, the Legion posts are typically shelters and relief centers. So people have access to a safe place to spend some time if they need to. Those Legion posts often provide meals, water, and shelter if folks are affected by natural disasters. But those kinds of issues is what the American Legion is and what we do.
And another thing that you do too, I mean, thousands of veterans struggle daily to overcome the hardships inflicted by traumatic brain injury. I mean, post-traumatic stress disorder and other signature wounds of war. The American Legion strongly believes, as I understand it, that the Department of Veteran Affairs, which still has problems, is a system worth saving, and it must be strengthened. I mean, treatment for veterans is the cost of not only war, but of maintaining a strong defense during peacetime. And I think America has an obligation to treat these veterans in the healthcare system that was built specifically to address these needs. I mean, this is a pet baby of yours, isn't it?
Absolutely. The Department of Veterans Affairs, the American Legion considers to be the best system available to serve America's veterans. Is it perfect? No. With a government organization that size, there will always be issues. But we feel the Department of Veterans Affairs is the best option that fits the unique needs of veterans. And we think about, you mentioned TBIs, but if you look at things like prosthetics, the leader in the research and development of prosthetics, specific ailments related to Agent Orange, going back to the Vietnam era, PTSD, the traumatic brain injuries, burns, spinal cord injuries, the Department of Veterans Affairs Medical Center is the best source of help and care to make sure those the right questions are asked, the right services provided, and the best help available. So we strongly support the Department of Veterans Affairs Military Center. It's the best choice.
I think it is, and the Legion works closely with the VA, I think, to ensure smooth implementation of the VA Mission Act as well.
Absolutely.
Now, I want to talk to you about the Harry W. Colmery Forever GI Bill. It has many improved benefits that eligible veterans may not be aware of. The American Legion, I think you play a crucial role in the crafting of this and earlier versions of the landmark legislation. What are you doing these days now to get that word out there, Bill?
Well, just a little bit of history, and some folks might not realize this, but the original GI Bill created 75 years ago was written by Harry Colmery, who was the national commander at that time. He wrote the legislation on stationery from the Mayflower Hotel, and that was the basis for the original GI Bill. So whenever you mentioned the Forever GI Bill, they named that bill after the original drafter. But it continues to be a source of education and the preparation for the transfer to civilian life for veterans who have served.
My word. Now, reforming the VA healthcare system, I mean, it's not just a task, but a continuing process, right, that will only improve if Americans hold their elected officials accountable and demand that veterans be treated with the dignity and respect that they've earned. And I know that's a sore point with you.
Absolutely. We still feel that the Veterans Affairs Medical Center system is the best healthcare system out there for veterans. Is it perfect? No. But we've got to continue to make sure that our legislators recognize and realize the fact we owe that to America's veterans. And in fact, that's one of the things, a recent development, what the American Legion has called upon the Department of Veterans Affairs to allow all living World War II veterans to have access to VA health care. That's not been the case, but we are continuing to lose those veterans at an alarming rate. So we just we feel that the Veterans Administration should open up health care to all, regardless of World War II veterans.
Well, I guess, Commander Bill, one of the best ways for employers to thank a veteran is to hire one. By providing jobs, employers can help eliminate veteran homelessness. And we need to maintain a strong volunteer military. America should provide a high quality of life for military members and their families. The training, technology, and weapons needed to prevail against any enemy, well, that's one of the best ways to do it. Anybody listening who can hire a vet, do it. Don't talk about it. Now, Commander, veterans are a vital part of communities across the nation. American Legion programs like Operation Comfort Warriors, Boys State, Boys Nation, American Legion Baseball, Oratorical Scholarship Contests, blood donations. I mean, heavens above, I never knew half this stuff went on. I mean, you do a lot of good work out there.
That's absolutely the case, Mark. And you mentioned hire a veteran. If employers realize, and I think most of them do, a veteran, he's got a specific discipline, a specific dedication, a commitment, I think, to his country. And they've got the kind of characteristics that most employers are looking for, plus the management and leadership skills that a lot of those folks have developed and been taught over the years. So I would encourage employers everywhere, if you're looking to hire an employee, consider a vet. It's a benefit that you will realize in the long run. But some of those other things you talked about, we are out there in the community. We do things like blood drives. We do lots of other community Veterans Day memorial ceremonies, Memorial Day ceremonies, honor guards, funeral details. All of those kinds of things are who we are and what we do as American Legion members.
Wow. The Legion, it is the nation's largest veteran service organization, roughly 2 million members, nearly 13,000 posts worldwide, strongly committed. Now, let me ask you this. Why is Veterans Day 2019 of special significance to the American Legion?
Well, it goes back to 100 years ago when the veterans from World War I started the organization. They created the organization because they were concerned about health care. They were concerned about jobs and just the adjustment that veterans had to make to get back to civilian society. The American Legion, we're 100 years old this year and are celebrating our centennial, but we're still just as concerned about those issues, the same thing, health care, jobs, and the transition. But the American Legion, even though we're 100 years old, just as important, just as valuable, just as relevant as we were 100 years ago.
Yep, 100 years old and still going strong. Tell me, what is the actual Legion Act?
Well, the Legion Act is a recent piece of legislation, and Legion Act stands for Let's Everyone Get Involved in Opportunities for National Service. And we mentioned whenever the organization was founded, we could only accept veterans who served during designated periods of conflict, like the World Wars, Korea, Vietnam, or the Gulf War. But the Legion Act recognizes the fact that there have been multiple periods between those conflicts where people have been getting killed and died defending the country. We just want to recognize all periods since World War I, Pearl Harbor, as wartime, and open up a Legion membership to all veterans who've served honorably since the attack on Pearl Harbor. And that's what it's about, just to recognizing those people who served between periods of actual conflict and let them be honored as heroes to this country also.
Yeah, darn good words. And the easiest way to do it is www.legion.org, right? That's the website.
That's the website. But we also have Facebook and Twitter.
account. Yeah. But I always love the Facebook because there you can read an awful lot, and you can get all the details by going to the website. Now, in fact, you know, you should put this interview on the website for you as well. Now, Bill, we're talking to Vietnam War veteran James Bill Oxford. And by the way, congratulations. He was elected National Commander of the American Legion only back in August this year, to August 29th, in fact, 2019 in Indianapolis. And well done. Good on you, Bill. And you do a good job on air, so I wish you well with, you know, heading up the Legion and taking over from the other fellow and doing a lot more.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, now one more question for you. You're about to visit the Far East, right? What's behind that? What will you be doing there?
Well, we have Legion posts across the country and across the world. So we'll be visiting military troops and military attachés and personnel supporting our embassies in Australia, Taiwan, and also Hawaii. And as we do those, we're spreading the Legion message, talking about our programs, things we do, and just try to carry the Legion message. Well, and while we're in Hawaii, we'll also be able to talk about the American Legion or the POW/MIA accounting issues, and we'll receive a briefing by the Defense POW/MIA accounting agency, and we'll continue to pursue recovering heroes and accounting for those who never came home.
Yeah, very good. And put a lot of people's minds at rest. Now, you said Australia, my hometown, of course. It's interesting, throughout Australia or just in the capital cities like Sydney or Melbourne? Where would you be there?
I'm breaking up a little bit, Mark, but we'll be doing some of the outlying communities while visiting some of the major military bases.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You're covering a lot then. You'll pop in and have a look at our RSLs over there. They're sort of the rock stone of the country in a lot of ways. You know, when we all march on our day, end up at the RSL playing two up. All right, we got to go. Bill, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. I wish you well in your new role, and thank God for what you do with the American Legion.
Thank you, Mark, for the opportunity. It's a pleasure to represent our 1.8 million as Commander of the American Legion.
That's fabulous. There he is there. Vietnam War veteran James W. Bill Oxford. He was elected National Commander of nearly 2 million members of the American Legion on August 29th this year in Indianapolis. We wish him well. An active volunteer with many organizations, he's a member of the Masonic Lodge York and Scottish Rite. His theme as National Commander of the American Legion is a foundation for the future as the organization enters its second century of service. You heard this interview on The Mark Bishop Show.